This is Ed Begley Jr., and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts in Review. This is your host, Julio Martinez, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. Today, we have two pairs of creative artists who do much to enhance the theatrical scene in our grand city. So, please stay tuned to Arts in Review. As I said, LA is full of some tremendously talented people. And I speak of the greater Los Angeles area, and part of that greater Los Angeles area is Long Beach. And my next guests are two people who are working at the International City Theater in Long Beach. And I have to say, Karen, are you with me? Karen Desai and playwright Paul Webb. They're here? Okay.
Yes, can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Julio. How are you?
I am fine. You have a play that's opening tonight, isn't it?
That's correct. Big opening night, yes.
And the name of it is Warsaw, which sounds ominous. And the playwright is in studio too, Mr. Paul Webb. Hello, sir.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I am fine. So, Karen, how did this play come to you?
This is back in 2024. I was talking to an agent that I've worked with for decades in New York about another play that I was looking to book for 2025. And then he asked me if I would read a play and tell me what I thought and tell him what I thought about it. Because I guess he was negotiating to represent Paul in the U.S. Picked a good agent, I'll tell you that, one of the best. And he asked me to read it, I read it, and I loved it, and I said, well, can I get it? And he said, oh, I don't know. And so I didn't push it because it was just somebody asking for a favor, and I just let it go. But then the theater god smiled on me, and he called me 6 weeks later and told me I had the world premiere. So I was thrilled, and it's been such a pleasure working with Paul, and it's such a beautiful, powerful play. Two worlds collide, World War II and 9/11, but it's a play of such great humanity and forgiveness, and Paul can probably talk more about that.
Paul, you have some amazing credits, but tell me, how did this play come to you?
Oh, this took years and years to come about. I once saw, when I was little more than a teenager, I saw a documentary, black and white footage shot by people on the scene of the Warsaw Uprising in 1945. And these people were just fighting. They'd gone into another place. This just wasn't normal combat. They'd lost all fear of death, and it was the most astonishing struggle that certainly I've ever witnessed, and utterly fascinated by that, you know, that moment in history. And as time went on, I became more aware of the politics of it. And so one day a scene came to me that, you know, might begin a play about the Warsaw Uprising. So I wrote a play about the Warsaw Uprising. And after several drafts over several years, I realized I'd written something which was grandiose and rather pretentious and didn't really work. But, so I decided, you know, time to move on, you know, cut your losses, be a big boy, you know, give it up. So I tried doing that, but there was a character in the play that I could not desert. I couldn't turn my back on this character, it turned out. And she's a 17, 18-year-old girl. And fantastically brave, very, very bright, very intelligent, force of nature, etc. But I thought, well, what am I going to do? What can I do with that? I'm not going back to Warsaw in August 1944. So I thought, so what's going to happen to this girl? And I thought, what might happen? And I thought, well, she's going to go to America, the land of the free, the land of the brave. And so I then decided I wanted to write a play set just after 9/11 about this woman who's been in America now for decades, has developed an enormous respect for American vitality and generosity and energy and drive. But things are beginning, she thinks, to fall apart. So she's beginning to become a little disillusioned. Anyway, and then she's caught up in 9/11. And the play starts at that point.
Uh-huh.
It takes place in the lounge section of a private suite in a Brooklyn hospital. And a bunch of people, four or five people come together there. Because this woman is important to all of them, but in different ways. They don't know each other. And they start, of course, to develop relationships and conflicts. And in the end, you know...
Well, we don't want to tell the ending.
No, we don't. No, we don't, do we? In the end, Christina comes good once again and is the 17-year-old girl is now a 74-year-old woman.
Wow.
Who's just the same, incredibly powerful and loving and forgiving and generous natured, and she gets these people organized, tells them what they need to know.
Well, it sounds like this play is a great follow-up to a great play you wrote earlier, Selma, the film Selma. That was in 2014, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe it was, yeah. Yeah. I subsequently wrote a play on the same subject, by the way. They called Hold On, which was done at the St. Louis Black Rep. And it was great. And actually, is of the two accounts, the play is the more accurate and more powerful, actually, than the film. But there you go. Just my opinion.
So, Karen, you're open tonight, but have you had preview performances?
We had two previews, and the response has been wonderful. I mean, people are really taken by the play, and they think it's powerful, and it gives them a lot to think about, because some of the experiences she's had and observations she's made, especially about, you know, war and politics, are resonating for today. So.
And I always ask this question. When you first have your first preview in front of an audience, were you surprised at the reaction, like where the laughs are, where the laughs aren't, where the groans are, the reaction of the audience?
No, I can't say I was surprised. But, you know, the first preview was a smaller house, and smaller houses tend to be quieter anyway. You're more self-conscious because, you know, there's less people there. And last night was bigger, and they were much more vocal in their responses to the play, where they wanted to groan or where they wanted to laugh.
There's a lot of laughter, actually.
Yes.
I was surprised by how much laughter.
Well, to tell you the truth, that's one of the things I always look for in a play. Because, like, even using a word that they used before, but how it's colored can bring humor.
Yes.
So have you done any rewriting during the rehearsals and the previews?
A little. The major change, actually, was that Karen's suggestion to reorder some of the very tricky sequence of opening scenes. And Karen Nertz saw a way through that, simplify it and make it clearer. And so Karen rewrote.
No, I did not change it. No,
she didn't. It was simply a suggestion.
I try to be very respectful of the play. It's his play.
Absolutely.
And
no, I didn't mean to. But Karen sort of read, said, look, I wonder, you know, what do you think of the sequence ran this way? And I just instantly saw, yeah, that's going to work. So I simply went back and said, yeah, do it. That sounds good to me, you know.
Thank you.
And it does sound, and it does work, by the way. I saw it last night and the night before. It works beautifully.
And now you're patiently waiting for opening night, which is tonight.
Yes.
You run Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7:30.
Correct.
Sundays at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And Karen, I am going to come see this play. I will.
Okay, Julio. You know, anytime you want tickets, you know I'll take care of you.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to give the number, your number for tickets. But by any chance, can we get a couple of pairs of tickets for the KPFK family?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, audience out there, you heard them. You can call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2, and you can get a pair of tickets to Warsaw, which is running until the 17th. And the Long Beach, I remember the International City Theater when it was located at Long Beach State College. It was much smaller then. But now it's a full equity house at the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center, Beverly O'Neill Theater at 330 East Side Way in Long Beach, 90802. And to purchase tickets, you can call... Did I say something wrong? To purchase tickets, you can call 562-436-4610, or you can go to internationalcitytheater.org, and there. So, Karen.
Yes.
Are you doing a whole season this year? Is this part of your season?
Yes, this is the second show in our season. We have three more coming up.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're also working on what's going to be your next season?
Oh, yeah. I have already booked three shows for 2027. I'm not announcing yet. I just have two more to do to fill my season, yes.
Well, you work very hard.
You know what, Tulio? You have to believe in what you're doing to run a theater.
I guess you do.
And theater, to me, is so important. It's a place where community comes together and we have a chance to... open hearts and open minds and better understand ourselves, our world, and our shared humanity.
Well, Paul Webb, you live in Reading, England. And I must say, I do not know where Reading is.
It's Reading.
Yeah. Reading, yes. All right.
Yeah, well, it's pronounced Reading in England.
Oh.
Reading is 40 miles west of London.
Okay, I got that then.
A moderate-sized town of no great distinction.
Except you're there.
Yeah, I've lived there all my life, yeah. You can get to a lot of places very quickly from Reading.
And I hear you...
Near Heathrow, it's very near Heathrow.
You wrote your first play at the age of 50. That was
Narsborough.
Yes, yeah. And you've traveled the United States quite extensively earlier.
Yes, yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, anyway, yes.
Sorry, Hulu, go on.
No, I must say we are drawing to a close, but I hope I can meet you. You're going to be here during the run of the play?
I'm going to be here for another 5-6 days, I think. 5 days, maybe, yeah.
I'll try to go and come here next week. But I have to end right now. Karen, it's great talking to you again. Sir?
Always.
It's great meeting you for the first time. But
it's been a pleasure, Julio.
Thank you. Arts and Review returns to you every Friday, 2 o'clock. So, stay tuned to Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase. She's on 2:30 to 3. We are the Arts and Culture here at KPFK. I will see you next week.